Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Hey, it's me, Jim.
Hey, it's Robert. You just spiked the crap out of our broadcaster right
so
there.
So did you just now.
Like it shot up to where it couldn't record anymore.
Okay.
Wow. Freddie Mercury slide over.
Died.
Because here comes Jim. Who's doing Freddie Mercury since he passed? Are they still doing it?
That would be...
put you on the spot, didn't I?
Adam it's died. Adam, some guy, yeah.
Some guy named Adam.
Adam Lambert.
Okay, if you hear any noise in the background, it is not anybody that's going to be a guest in the next 5 minutes when we get done talking.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Rudeness.
Oh, my gosh. So...
Hey, so it's May 17th.
Oh,
we're
wait,
still
we're not supposed to talk yet.
This is a rogue episode.
This is a rogue episode.
This is not going to be about fashion, although it may come up, but we are just going to hang out at the table here. We've got a couple beautiful ladies here we're going to chat with.
Are you going to pull out the map pickup line in a minute?
No. That's a Robert Trawick thing.
I don't think Roxy's ever heard of that. Pickup line.
Oh my God!
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, go ahead. All right, Jim. Hang on. Whoa. Let me turn the mic on. All right, there you go.
Roxy, did you bring a map with you?
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to say because I get lost when I look in your eyes.
I am not Dora the Explorer, sweetheart. There you go.
Good response, man. That's
that was
the best
a great response.
Ever.
All right, so basically we have Terry and Roxy on the podcast today. This is going to be a rogue episode, so it is May, and this month is fashion-themed, and we will have a fashion photographer, Craig, next week for us. But since we did not get anybody from my Fashion Connect online group, which I'm very disappointed in you people, if you listen to me, which they probably don't.
They're like, Robert, who?
They probably don't.
They probably don't. I like reached out, did a nice post and said, hey, Melissa, help me out. And, you know, Melissa, I thought she'd like, you know, stir up some fires and nothing happened. So it's a rogue episode where we're going to talk about many things that are not related to each other. It's like Sesame Street.
Okay.
For us.
You know what I'm saying? You have like the four things, like one of these things is not like the other.
I thought that was Captain Kangaroo.
I think so.
No, it's not Captain Kangaroo. It's Sesame Street.
Is it Captain Kangaroo? It's not like the other.
It's Captain Kangaroo.
No, it's not Captain Kangaroo.
Okay, listeners, I need you all to email Robert.
No, nobody can hear you. There's no mic. There's no microphone right here. Here.
Tell him.
Captain Kangaroo.
I'll look it up.
Okay, we're sharing a microphone, and Terry has had one or two more beers. We cannot be sure, but she's on it. But Roxy's in town. It's her first time over to the house. She had our Sunday dinner. We have a open invitation to most photographers on Sunday. Please call Terry and give her your reservation number before you decide to come over.
You're going to be in so much trouble when we're done.
Sesame Street is where that came from.
Is it really? Damn it.
Sesame Street, thank you very much. We know.
No. Okay, Captain Kangaroo was, you know, my name is Simon, and the things I draw come true. Isn't that accepted?
No, that was Saturday Night Live.
No.
He was in Spain.
Yes, he
was
in Spain.
No.
Please don't slide the mic again.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Sounds familiar, yes. Sorry.
No, that was Saturday Night Live. When he was like, my name is Michael, and I like my drawings. And he's in the bathtub.
That's what you say.
One of these things is not like the others.
I still swear that that's Captain Kangaroo.
Okay, that's good.
That was good. Okay.
It is definitely the rogue episode of 2020.
It is the rogue episode of 2020. So
or of May, at least.
I definitely want to hit on. I want to hit on Roxy.
Wife.
But Jim already did that already, so I'm not gonna do that. So Roxy got invited because she was having camera problems with her Olympus, and she's going to be driving down to Texas to look at some more Olympus gear because our local Bedfords doesn't carry Olympus.
Are you going to Arlington, Texas? I mean, Arlington Camera?
Fort Worth, I think.
Fort Worth.
I'll know in the morning for sure.
She'll know for sure which one has equipment.
Okay. Yeah. So what other camera shop is?
There's actually three. There's Arlington, Fort Worth, and Competitive.
Okay.
So there's three of them in that area down there.
All right. Cool.
Make sure and stop at Bucky's. The brisket's worth it. That's what the sign says.
Okay. No, no. The sign says, yeah, brisket worth the risk.
Risk.
No, that's it. Risk it for brisket.
Risk it for the brisket. Yes, I've seen that somewhere.
Yes, that was pretty good. All right, so you've been in Oklahoma for several months now. So how's that going since you moved here recently?
It's going.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to slide the mic over to Terry. They just met. So this will be like two girl photographers talking camera.
Years ago.
We met years ago. Thank you very much.
I met her when you did.
Into the microphone, please.
I met her when you did.
Where did you guys meet?
We met at the PPA Imaging in Atlanta, Georgia.
Which one?
Atlanta.
The one with the kicking party at the freaking aquarium.
2015?
Yeah. The closing party of the aquarium. So was that
when we
came,
when we got to go? Okay. Was that your first? Don't
you remember?
Your first year.
That's the one he got so sick at and we had to drive home from.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I did it in one day, and he was asleep in the back seat on NyQuil, and you and I just had a hell of a time.
Yeah. I don't know that. I'm so sorry.
That was also one of our most listened to podcast.
We'll have episodes.
The episode. Yeah. We're going to have to like put that back on the website for people to blast from the past.
Yeah.
Because you were drunk or because you were quiet asleep in the back seat?
No. Because we actually had Matthew the Body came over.
Everybody was on that.
Everybody was on there.
Yeah, yeah.
We
had it set up at the party, and everybody came over to talk.
But didn't it start with Dan?
Yeah.
I think it was Dan. So. Dan said, hey, I'm going to get people over here. And he started calling all his buddies. Yeah. And everybody, like, we didn't even know half the people. But
it was awesome.
There were superstars.
Yeah, you did that with my daughter that day, too.
They were like six beers in.
What about your daughter? What?
She was on that podcast.
Really?
Yes.
They were like six beers in.
Wow.
Well, my daughter wasn't, but I might have been.
I was talking about the guys at the party.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, my God, I'm in an office chair, and I keep leaning back, and he's going to make me crazy. Okay, go.
Well, talk questions to her. Come on. This is a rogue podcast.
So, Dora the Explorer.
No. So Roxy, so you shoot Olympus.
I do.
And which body do you shoot?
Right now the OMD EM1 Mark II.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
I don't know Olympus.
Could have made that a lot simpler, I think.
Yeah, I don't know Olympus at all. So you've had some issues recently with the Pro. Do we want to go there?
Okay, I have a question. So that might be dangerous. You were a Nikon girl like I was.
Yes. Why did you choose Olympus versus when you switched? Why Olympus? I can tell you why we went to Fuji, but why Olympus?
A couple of reasons. I actually had so much damage in my rotator cuff and in my wrist from shooting Nikon for 22 years that my chiropractor said you need to get a lighter setup or you need to quit.
Yeah. Ooh.
Before this is permanent damage. So I looked into it, played with some Olympus gear here and there, and actually really liked it. I loved how light it was. And then I found that two Pelican cases worth of Nikon gear suddenly became a small backpack worth of Olympus mirrorless gear, and it was amazing. So
you have two bodies of those?
Okay, yeah. Two bodies and all the same lenses in one backpack.
Mm. And the lenses are smaller.
They are.
Because it's a, what did you say, four-thirds?
It is a, it is a four-thirds, small sensor.
So the glass is smaller and,
Smaller, yeah, lighter, that's faster.
Very similar story to me. Why I went to Fuji, I wanted the lighter system.
Yeah,
and I looked at Sony, but it was still full frame, so I thought it's not going to be much lighter. It would be lighter, but not as much. So, yeah, I actually had to go to a physical therapist for tennis elbow and tendonitis, I think, in my shoulder. So, and actually, it's better, way better now. And I think it's because of the physical therapy, but also because of the lighter system.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't take a toll like it used to.
I think it does. I think as photographers, we always get the big cameras because we think bigger cameras better.
Well, that's all we had, though.
Well, that's true. But, you know, once full frame came out, and I think there was a time when full frame first came out that the sensor, it made sense because your pixel depth was actually larger. You know, a 12-megapixel full frame had larger pixel sites than a 12-megapixel APS size.
Yeah.
And then now with the technology, I think that the lines have really blended a lot, except for in the minds of photographers.
True. I agree.
You know, because, you know, we suffer shooting Fuji that people People come to me all the time at photo walks and like, well, you know, that's not full frame.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that too.
Yes, I do.
And I'm cool with it.
Yeah, and I'm totally cool with it. And not a single client has asked me anything about that at all. Yeah. Have they questioned you and like, oh my God, that's an Olympus. My picture doesn't look like crap.
The biggest question I get is that film? Because it's the older style body.
Yeah. That's what I really like. Is it film? Hell yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. See the back of my screen all taped up? You can't see shit.
You can't touch it.
You can't touch it. So one thing I wanted to talk about our Rogue episode is I'm going to give a shout out to one of our all-time listeners and great supporters, Don Hamilton in Florida.
Hey, Don. We love you, bud.
Hi,
we
Don.
Love you.
You can say hello.
Hi, Don.
I'm holding the mic between my wife and I because
he doesn't want let me have my own.
She can't have her own.
Well, I couldn't find the other mics.
We're missing two stick mics. They'll turn up. They'll turn up. I'm sure
we'll find them.
So Don has made a comment to me, and I'm not throwing him under the bus. I think this is something that a lot of photographers or a lot of Americans have been coming up with lately. About not buying products from overseas markets, including China, because of everything going on with our broken, we call it a supply system, I guess, since we get a lot of stuff from overseas, broken supply system. And I thought that, hey, that's great. You know, as photographers, we should buy American, support local economy. But then I started thinking that most of the gear I have is made overseas. There's no U.S. camera manufacturers left.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that whenever you were, you know, brought that up. I was like, man, what are we going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, but, you know, him saying that, you know, or him doing that is not... it's not, I mean, just that one person.
Question. Who were the cameramen, the American camera manufacturers?
Well, the very first one would be Kodak.
Oh, yeah. That.
Right?
I didn't know that. I mean,
the one and only.
No.
Kodak. No. So didn't they have stuff made in China, though? I mean, to...
I think that before China was a huge force, I think it was made in America, but it was assembled in Mexico. Do you guys remember that back in the like 60s and 70s?
Yeah.
Like the cars. So I don't think that... Like I want to be on the bandwagon of buy American and support local economies because I would like people to support my economy. But at the same time, I just don't think that going forward that's a possibility economically. What do you think about that, Roxy?
I think that you have to remember that it's not just China that makes all the parts. Mm-hmm. They get their parts from other places. Everything is so globally sourced and globally interconnected in the trade and the supply lines and the sales that what you end up buying, I know, preferably at your local camera store, was probably made in 4, 5, 6, 10 different countries before it really got into that box and is now in front of you. So I think when you look at it that way, who really cares where it came from? But focus on where you're buying it from. If you're going to buy it from Bedford Camera versus Best Buy or Amazon, buy it from somebody local. The money stays local. They spent it.
I keep love the money her. Local. Can we keep her?
And I think that's really what everyone needs to remember.
I love her. Yeah. Can we keep her?
I think Roxy has just came into the PhotoFax podcast family.
Aw, yeah. That's so special. Should we wear a helmet?
Okay, so if this podcast seems a little crazy, three of the four people here are drinking.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Robert.
Did you bring a map tonight?
Oh, God. Yeah, I did.
He didn't want to get to the bedroom, I think, on his own.
I did. It's right here on my phone.
Oh, my God. You know, I think that's... I hadn't thought about that possibility.
That's a beautiful answer.
That's a beautiful answer. That was almost rehearsed, which it wasn't. Because she came over for dinner and had no idea I was going to stick a mic in her face.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, give that girl a beer.
That's a sign. Yes. That's a sign of a very intelligent mind. Right there. Just saying.
Are you talking about mine or hers?
No, hers.
Definitely
if
mine.
If she can say stuff like that, off the cuff like that, I mean.
That's pretty good.
You've heard me talk. I can't bring that.
Well, you know, so let's like put her on the spot since she's kind of flush with beer and she's already has intelligent answers.
Almost choked on my beer.
So Roxy, so let's talk about post-COVID photography.
All right, bring it. What's your question?
Bring it. So that's the question. So how are we going to emerge out of this COVID? Is it a pandemic? No, are we calling it a pandemic or an epidemic? I feel
the pandemic.
That's just like a media word.
Before we do that, let's go back. When they shut everything down.
Gosh.
I'm not drunk. When they shut everything down, did you still continue to shoot or did you shut down?
I did not shut down.
Okay.
I was still available to my clients, obviously in a limited manner.
Mm-hmm.
However, most of them had experiences with other vendors, especially the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change their plans.
Everything got adjusted.
I have it from my experience. This hasn't shut me down. It has simply delayed everything. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of been a weird vacation.
I get it.
No kidding.
So
were you here in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
This? Okay.
Yeah. I got in February.
So just weddings or events or what other photography?
No, it was mostly a couple of weddings here and there that I had booked and a couple of elopements that got rescheduled. I know one gal canceled hers entirely because her mom couldn't fly, but there was only going to be 12 people there. So she was going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. But because her mom couldn't make it, she's now moved out, I think, until October. Mm. So,
well, in all fairness, I mean, when you shoot a wedding, you can actually shoot it. Social distancing is the word.
Yeah.
It's not like you're up in people's faces. I mean, you can physically do a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably couldn't, Robert. I mean, you could, but I couldn't because I'm the one fluffing the dress and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But
you could switch gears and make that happen if it was an issue.
I did one yesterday, 12 people in it, and all but three of them were in the wedding party. So go figure. But I mean, I enlisted their help. They were family. They all share cooties. Cool. Let them deal with it.
Yeah.
So one of the girls fluffed the dresses. The other one fixed mom's hair.
Exactly.
They made it happen so I could do my job. Mm-hmm. It was weird with the flow, having to tell someone else what to do, to do something that I normally do without even thinking about it, and to remember to stay back. The biggest challenge was the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually we have to be very up close and personal with children. And so getting them to cooperate and pay attention was harder because there were a couple under three.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a challenge, but it's still possible. It takes a village, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Now, that wedding you shot yesterday, since Friday, didn't we go into phase two where you could have up to 50 people?
I think so. I mean, she planned it a month or so ago, so she's still stuck with that, you know, small group limit.
Because I'm if I was having a wedding, I'm not sure if I would waste an invite on a child.
Right.
I mean, just me. I'm not being mean, but it's like,
hey, please come to my wedding.
I think they were related.
Come to my wedding, bring a present, and leave the kid at home.
There you go.
I think weddings should do that more often.
I just too. Like the small ones. Under 15 people, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a smart person. I'm down.
I don't even charge second batteries for that.
I know, right?
That's just a single battery. That's a single battery wedding. You know what? With the new Fujis, what I should do is charge per battery.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. You know, the battery lasts
first
so long.
First battery is
so
X amount of dollars.
Yeah. First battery is 1,000, and then it's 250 for each additional battery that I use.
Oh, God.
Good luck making them understand that pricing structure.
Yeah, no kidding. What?
They're not dealing with the phone calls, dude.
Definitely.
So you didn't get. So you were still available to shoot, but because of what was going on, everybody else couldn't.
Right, right.
So
the income stopped.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But technically, you weren't an essential business.
No.
Yeah. Well, I felt lucky because real estate is, or agents, I guess, selling a house is an essential thing. So I got to still photograph homes. So.
Which I'm still concerned about that.
Well, let me peel back on that, though.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Because,
intelligent as a photographer, is ruling out right now.
Yeah. You know, not necessarily essential.
Yeah.
But with everyone ordering out, all of a sudden, DoorDash was knocking on my door. They needed pictures.
Yeah.
The restaurants needed photos for their online ordering so they could sell food to deliver. So suddenly, that part of my career became essential. And so that has helped go through it. Same thing with real estate. You know, I think... No, the people side of it, not so much.
Yeah, I don't, but I get that completely, but when you have somebody who, like, does babies and infants and those kind of things, those hands-on things, I don't get that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of photographers are like, F it, I'm shooting. I'm like, whew.
Wow.
No, see, okay. I wouldn't do that. I would never endanger another child's
but
life.
But if it was my child, I would have called her and said, I'm sorry, we're going to have to reschedule.
No, kidding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did so lose a newborn shoot because of that.
I would like, you know.
I did their maternity. I did not do the newborn.
Yeah, but you talk about turning off a faucet.
Yeah.
It was like it came down. It was like the, and it's not just photographers. I mean,
it's everything.
Restaurants shutting down. I mean, it was a lot. But it is what it is. And the only thing about the whole COVID thing, and this is my personal opinion, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Some people have two. I hope as a society that we can go out of this a hell of a lot better than we went into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If we can do that, then, but I don't have any.
Well, from what I've heard, just not even just on the news or anything, but, you know, just people in general everywhere in person and on Facebook or whatever, we're going to do this again. You know,
I think it is, and that was a good transition from Terry. So let's say this does happen in fall.
Okay.
Just as because you know, really 6 months ago, if someone would have said that they're going to shut down the United States, I'd have told them they're full of crap. We'd have laughed. But yet here we are.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I get it. It's not everybody has to do their part. And if me staying at home and shutting down, I talk with my hands, Robert.
Just don't touch the table.
If me setting it can make somebody else safer, because it's not about me. Right. It's about my dad. It's about the infant. About the guy who's sick. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can do my part and say stay home or wear a freaking mask to Lowe's, I don't care. I'll wear a freaking mask to Lowe's. And there's that seems to be this big thing now about people. I'm okay with it. It's not a big deal. Put the mask on, wear the badge of honor, and go on right down the road.
Right.
You know, it's not about, I'm not at high risk yet. Give me 10 years and I will be, but it's about my dad and about the little kids and the people who are at high risk. If I can do my part, I think everybody should do their part.
Well, yeah, but what I want to know is how are we going to adjust our business model to prepare for these kind of lulls in business? I mean, like our stuff got shut down, and I think the shutting down, besides everything being everyone not going out because they were laid off, they didn't have any money to spend on our services. I think everybody was completely confused because this never happened before. Mm-hmm. But let's say we now know it could happen. How are we going to prepare ourselves as photographers for future things? Do we start now with DoorDash? I know that Jim's doing
Postmates.
Postmates. Do we start getting involved in that area now so we're the first people to get called if this is a downturn?
I mean, it possibly, but then you're going to have a flood of photographers suddenly changing what they normally do, and it's going to be a little weird.
First of all, you got to treat it like a business.
Absolutely.
You need to work it like a business. You need to treat it like a business. You need to have a plan in place. You need to have X number of dollars in the bank at all times.
Yeah.
I think you should have 3 months worth of survival skill there. Mm-hmm.
That's really where you need to start.
And well,
because those are the kind of things that, you know, anyway.
Well, not just for photographers, but anybody. Exactly. I mean, my ex-wife started working at Walmart as a shopper, a personal shopper.
Okay.
And she's a landman, you know, land manager for in the oil business. Of course, you know, totally wore her out. She's got some kind of that's a special kind of arthritis. I forget what it is, but you know,
is that the gymritis?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so she did that, and then my son and his girlfriend work at Amazon Distribution Center.
Right.
So, of course, that was their job before, but, you know, that there's options out there if you're willing to go there, you know.
It kind of reminds me of the military, how everybody in the military had, like, a secondary or third job. So that way, in case, you know, one person got killed, he wasn't the only guy that knew how to do that. There was other people that could fill in. I think that's wonderful. I think I'm going to go apply at Amazon and see if I can like kind of get in the pipeline.
Awesome. That means you can be my sugar daddy.
I have no shame. I've been working for Shipt and Instacart to fill in these massive gaps in income.
Shipt and Instacart.
What's Shipt? I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
It's like Instacart where you order groceries online and we go and get them from the store and deliver them to your
Instacart,
door.
Instacart, those people who bring my groceries for me when you say, hey, I say, hey, the groceries are here. Can you answer the door? Yeah. That's Instacart.
Yeah. I use it all the time.
I love those people.
I used to. But
so, I mean, I found an essential job and I went with it.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. And
saves me so much time.
Yeah. I took all of those photography skills, the years of business owning and business management, and took that and applied it to Shipt. And so that's been successful. And also it allows me to network with potential future photography clients because they know that's not just what I do. So it, yeah. I've taken this and gone, oh, hey, hey, what do you ever have family photos done? I talk to people.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what does that sound like? And yeah. what does that look like when you go drop off the groceries? So you do that.
It depends on the person. Some yeah. people aren't talkative. Some sure. people yabber your ear off at their front door for an hour if you let them. So
that's me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're like starred for any kind of actual not Facebook or TikTok attention. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, yeah.
At the front door, it's real. But I have found that this is a tool, and I have met some really incredible people in Oklahoma City in the last 6-7 weeks doing that.
Have you delivered to any of the high-end homes?
The Commissioner of Transportation for Oklahoma City.
Really? Super what about nice like dude. Gallardia or Ed, you know, the nice gated communities?
Yes. Yeah. There's a few off of, I don't know, Britton Road. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Got any codes you want to share? Oh,
gosh. I do have that good code.
We'll put those in the show notes for all you people out there.
No. Okay. I would personally like to put a shout out. I mean, we always talk about the first responders who really. Being a nurse and being in that field, God bless y'all for what they've had to do. And I think it is incredibly sad as a society that those people did not have the tools that they needed.
Yeah.
Period.
Agreed.
Because I don't know, this may not be public knowledge, but my mother passed away about a little over a month ago or so. And when we called 911, and when the guy got there, to perform CPR on my mom, he had to wear his full oxygen mask because that's the only thing he had to protect him from COVID. And that is absolutely shameful as a society. I don't know why it is that way. I don't want to get into the politics of it, but as a society, we should do better.
Yeah.
And a huge shout out to all the teachers who had to flip from having kids in their classroom to going digital in a matter of like 3 weeks.
Right.
Shout out to those people. I mean, because my job was essential. I was in the manufacturing industry, so I was still, in fact, I worked a lot. I mean, I've worked a lot of hours over the last few weeks. But shout out to those people because they were just, I can't even imagine trying to be a teacher and to try to get, because teachers have a calling. A true teacher has a calling. And God bless them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Agreed. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
This podcast was recorded on the Rodecaster Pro, the world's first fully integrated podcast production console. With 4 mic channels, 8 sound pads for triggering effects and music, the ability to bring in phone and Skype calls, and powerful onboard audio processing. It's the perfect solution whether you're just getting into podcasting or you're a seasoned pro.
Okay, that must have been a commercial, but I hope to God that you were playing with the dog because I could not see what was going on.
We play our road commercial, and then we all look at Jim, and Jim has his hands under the table rubbing very quickly, and we're all hoping it was the dog.
To the side.
Okay, to the
side. To the side.
It was to the side. It was good.
Right.
I'm sure that all of our listeners right now have already tuned out, but welcome back to the Rogue episode.
Yeah, that's why they don't let me on very often. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
So basically what we're talking about is how are we going to deal with this post-COVID post-COVID business plan. I mean, I think, you know, Oklahoma now is kind of coming out of it. At least we're being released a little bit. Still can't have huge events over 50. So some weddings, I think a lot of wedding venues are open. They're just having to watch their guest list, which I think myself is totally awesome.
I think it's great.
I love small weddings. We already said that, yeah.
Weddings and I have a love-hate relationship.
I feel you, woman.
Yeah. But I love small. I'm like you. Mm-hmm. Smaller the better.
Yeah.
I'll second shoot a wedding any day, but I will not lead. I know.
Noelle's here looking for some loving. She's really kind of tearing it up pretty good.
I think this coming on the COVID thing, just to bring that back around a little bit, is we're going to get a little bit of an influx from all the people that have been waiting to schedule things, families, whatever, commercial jobs, event, whatever. They're all, because things keep getting pushed forward. And I think at some point it's going to be like an avalanche of work.
Right.
And if you think this is going to come back in the fall, okay, great. Take advantage of the avalanche and save as much as you can. So if this does repeat itself, you can float right through that. And then you'll come out back on the other end with another avalanche of work.
Yeah. I really cannot believe on how long it's been in Oklahoma. I mean, we shut down like mid-March, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the official shutdown was like the third week of March.
Yeah.
Mm. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because PhotoCon got pushed back to July.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't do anything for our birthday.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I went out shooting.
Yeah, I decided to stay home. It was too cold.
Jim.
Rainy and cold.
It was rainy and cold. Jim said no.
I guess you get a half birthday. Then we need to have a.
Oh, hell no. No, birthday. We're not celebrating this year. 2020 is a no-go. Next year, I'm celebrating the same age again. Mm. It's going to mess up more epitaphs out there you can shake a stick at because I'm not claiming it.
That's a good idea.
I mean, why not?
Let's do 57 again.
Absolutely. Heinz 57 next year, baby. Yeah. We're all over it. Like white on rice.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a great website.
Blog. Like white on rice?
Yes.
It's a food blog.
It's a food blog.
Okay.
It's awesome. They do
great. It's a photographer and a cook.
Fabulous. Well,
I'm glad this is a rogue episode.
It's a very rogue episode. I don't think we're going to get a lot of hits on this.
That's okay.
But, you know.
I think we will if we use the thumbnail that I was thinking we should use.
What thumbnail is that?
When she flashed the bird at you. I think that would be hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be hysterical.
That would be
it
pretty
is really
hysterical.
Too that bad was that funny. This is not video because that was freaking hysterical. Oh, it was, and it was then great you timing. Playing with the dog under the table. I'm telling you. I was like,
just keep it to the side, and man. Just keep it to the side.
I even said baby when I was petting her. I was like, oh, baby.
It's okay if you keep it to the side.
Oh, hell.
Oh, my God. You know, the one thing we haven't asked Rode about our wonderful Rodecaster Pro to see how waterproof it is, because we may spill some beer on this episode.
Well, I'm glad yours is here, not mine.
Yeah. All right, so what else can we talk about that's been happening in the world of photography? You know, because I do all my reading on Sunday mornings, and my reading is an RSS feed of a whole bunch of websites I follow. And on Sunday morning, I read them, so I'm not like reading the Bible. And it has been very bleak. There really hasn't been a lot of announcements or anything like that.
Well, there's a Nikon D6 coming out, and that's a big.
Now, topic. Okay, now hang on a second. Let's talk about that.
For DSLR.
Let's just talk about that and business. And Roxy over here is like biting at the microphone. No. You know, I spent 35 years. I think Nikon's a great brand. I think any camera manufacturer out there today is a great brand. You can make money using that kind of camera.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the D6 coming out? Like 6K? Is it like $6,200?
Do you know how much Fuji gear we could buy with that?
Oh, no kidding.
Like, look it up, Jim. You got your phone right there. Look up the Nikon D6. And I know it's a great camera. It's a great flagship. But really?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of dough. That's a lot.
I got to tell you, babe, I really wasn't excited when you told me you wanted to switch to Fuji. I was like, okay, I really didn't get it. But looking back, okay, there are a couple things that I missed from my Nikon, but I am so glad that we switched. Sorry, Nikon. I'm still...
Hey, I jumped that ship too.
But I'm telling you, it has been a game changer. And it will, if people will just give it a chance, it is truly a game changer for them.
And that I mean is. It Terry actually looks better in yellow than she does in green.
Huh?
I said you look better in yellow than you do in green.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Nikon yellow, Fuji green.
Then I should look better in green than yellow.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Spanish. He transversed that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was a joke.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Excuse me.
7K.
No.
Holy hell.
$64.99.
Holy hell.
You know, wow. I'm a but firm believer if it costs more than I would make at a normal wedding,
Yeah, it's I mean, it's a D6. I mean, it's the...
It's a tank. It's got to be a battle tank for that. And it better have AI and make me breakfast.
Okay.
20.8 megapixels.
It better, like, kiss you on the forehead.
Right? I want a foot rub, man.
You know, and I'm sick of seeing frames per second and megapixels. I don't care. Who cares? I mean, I guess
so
somebody cares.
Now.
Somebody cares.
Somebody cares.
14 frames per second. Yeah. You know,
there are 20 megapixels. I miss, but I love my Fuji.
Okay, those specs you're rattling off. My Olympus mirrorless is better than those right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's not even the newer one.
No,
right?
It's not.
And it's still 4K. It's 4K. I mean,
so what are you paying for?
What are you paying for?
The Nike Air Jordan version wrapped up?
Built-in Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
Bluetooth, check, 4K. Check. 4K UHD, okay. Whatever that means.
That's what the new 4 has, right?
I don't know.
I don't know about the
X-T4.
UHD. Yeah, X-T4. I know it has, well.
It has 4K something.
I looked at it. Okay.
Well, the X-T3 has 4K.
So if you look at a $6,000 camera. Or 7,000.
You better shoot the damn wedding by itself.
I know, right?
I mean, you tack on a couple of prime lenses, maybe a couple of 2.8 zooms.
You're 15 grand going into it.
And you're 15 to 20 grand.
Yeah, that's what I pay for my truck. No thanks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Weather sealed.
Yeah.
Still not impressed.
Illuminated controls.
Definitely not impressed.
I got a flashlight that cost me $14.
Oh, look, blue LEDs.
I'm sure there's something in here that's.
It's so pretty. Sorry. It's so fluffy, I'm going to die.
Okay.
Sorry, somebody named that movie. Sorry.
And the LCD doesn't even look that big. Wow.
That's what she said.
Yes. Sorry. I'm high-fiving her over here.
Oh, my God. I dare to even post this.
Dual CF Express card slots.
CF
cards.
CF Express.
Okay, dang it. There's one plus.
I mean, yeah. I like the feel of the CF because they're big and chunky, but.
Yeah, the SDs, I always feel like I'm going to lose them. I'm like, these are like the size of an earring.
Yeah, but
like
how much width that adds in the hand grip. I mean, this thing is going to be a battle tank. It's got to be huge.
Built-in GPS.
Okay, woohoo.
I know.
The GPS could be good because if it can
you forget where you go?
No, because you could track it if someone steals it.
True.
That's right? Not that kind of GPS.
On. No?
No, it marks where the photos are taken. Yeah. So if you're a landscape photographer, you can give somebody the exact coordinates where you're standing when you shot that photo. That is what GPS does.
That's exactly right.
So, yeah.
I don't need that.
I said, no, I don't need that either.
If you're smart, you'll turn that shit off.
Yeah, right? My iPhone does that for me.
Exactly. What's the weight on that monster?
Oh, gosh. Ooh, I'm going to guess. At least 4.5 pounds?
Let me look.
They don't
and
share
then you
that.
You put the 7,200 on that?
Too much.
Am I making you crazy, honey?
I got pins and needles on my fingers thinking about this.
Yep, since day one.
You're rethinking this thing tonight, aren't you?
Oh, gosh.
Like you have no idea.
Just saying.
He's lying, folks. He's loving this.
You gave me the beer.
Well, there was somebody here at this table that wanted to spin off their own podcast, and I'm just not sure they can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Jim was going out solo.
not me.
I'm not going out solo. Colleen Brown and I should do a podcast called The Aussie and the Okie. That's the master plan.
Yes.
Well, then you can throw her in the mix, throw Roxy in there, because Roxy rhymes with Aussie.
Only in Spanish. Redneck will be good.
It's a touch screen. LCD.
So my nose will screw it up when I'm shooting.
Oh, exactly.
I know. I turned mine off on my Fuji. I couldn't handle that thing.
It is camera body only is 44.8 ounces.
44.8 ounces.
Isn't 30? That's 16 that's is a pound, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just under
it's
3 pounds.
1,270 grams.
Yeah,
we can Alexa it because we're in the kitchen. 44 ounces. Alexa, how many pounds is 44 ounces?
44 ounces is 2 pounds, 12 ounces.
There you go.
2 pounds, 12 ounces.
I'm trying to respond from the right place. Was this the device you expected?
Yes, Alexa, thank you. I love Alexa.
6.5 inches.
God. Oh, Jim.
I said that, I knew it was going to be laughter.
Damn it. We sure should have a video. His face is perfect. Oh, my God. He's actually turning red.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, my God, Jim. I have not seen you that red in
really?
A long...
Okay.
Dude, like, you're red all the way to the top of your forehead.
It's my blood pressure.
Do you need a pill? I got extras.
Keep it to the side.
Keep it to the side.
That should be a hashtag for this show tonight.
That's going to be the title. Hashtag, keep it to the side. Hey, they're the ones who asked. I'm just saying, we weren't planning on this.
Well,
I'll just say
this. At least I was able to reach to the side.
I'm going to ask your wife to verify that later.
I am not married. I am not married. I said ex-wife earlier.
Oh, I apologize.
And now he's still red all the way up to his earmuffs.
My earmuffs?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Okay,
sometimes I have to translate for Robert. I speak Robert.
Okay, so let's keep talking. I'm going to go to another brand, and we'll look at the specs, and we'll compare specs.
Let's compare specs for fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Olympus. So you're heading down to go look at some Olympus, or you?
I am. I'm going to look at Olympus. I might fondle a few G or two. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I mean, you're already pretty. You pretty stacked up already with lenses too.
I am.
So and that's always and that's too. The hard thing.
How long
thing.
Have you shot Olympus? How many years?
Ooh, it'll be 2 years, July 5th.
So you have Olympus lights?
Yeah, the speed lights and everything really? That go with. So.
So is it proprietary or can you put anything on there?
It shares. It'll hold hands with Panasonic, but okay. I don't think with Fuji.
What about what about Godox? I'm sure Godox makes an Olympus flash, right, Robert?
Yeah, they do. I mean.
He's yelling at the dogs in pilot.
Am I trying to eat it? Oh, gosh.
He's like, you can't see him because he's not trying to, anyway.
Trying to shush a doggy.
Without making any
So, yeah, if I switch over, though, I mean, it's not just lenses. It's everything.
Wow.
And I don't know that I really want to drop that kind of money right now in this economic situation. So.
So, did you know that
there is like a business.
That's right.
There is a 2020, and I had to look at this a few times to see what. What is this? But there's a Cadillac XT4.
Jim, I did know that. I saw that on the TV the other day. I thought, man, that would be so awesome to do a photo shoot with an XT4.
XT4
Cadillac.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, what else is out there with an XT4?
Yeah. Did you search?
I did.
Okay. What did you find?
I couldn't find anything else. There's some component parts for computers that are XT4s, but.
Maybe if Elon Musk has another kid, he'll name that one XT4.
Probably. Oh, no, we're going to name them Tripod.
Probably help if I type in Fujifilm XT4.
You'll be hung to the side. Oh, yeah, this is going to get us banned from the All-American Podcasters group. Actually, no, because you know what I remember? Hang on one second.
Oh, no.
Because I just had a thought.
Can I hit it?
Did it hurt?
It did. Hang on. No, that's not it.
Crickets?
No, that's not it. I haven't got all my pads reprogrammed. We met Roxy in Atlanta at Imaging USA.
Right.
She said that.
Yes.
What about it?
That is also the imaging that we interviewed Bure and Gary at.
Oh, gosh, Gary.
Like 2 minutes in.
Now, do you remember them sitting down and Jim and I are trying to be very like cool and we're trying to be like all professional and they start dropping F-bombs like crazy and Jim and I are looking going, dude, these guys are councilmen with the PPA. We're going to get banned.
Yeah.
And no, nothing ever happened.
No.
Like that was epic. That was quite epic. I wish we had video because Jim and I were shocked.
I did try, what was it called? Periscope at that point, but it's a very short video.
I think Periscope is dead.
You think?
I believe so. I think it went the way of MySpace.
I think it did. But MySpace left because of all the glitter bombs.
That was awful.
Jim is still, we're still waiting for Jim.
I'm just looking at specs here.
Googling XT4s.
Yeah.
Are you Googling the XT4?
He's curving on cameras over there.
Auto.
To the side, bracketing. Jim. To the side.
So
hashtag keep it the XT4
is 26 megapixels.
Yeah, the XT4.
Yeah,
same as the XT3. Same processor, same sensor.
Okay.
Fuji man.
Yes.
So if it's the same processor and same sensor, why would I want to upgrade to the XT4?
I'll get there.
Insert Fuji commercial here. Go.
Okay. So
other than it fits my hands better because it's bigger.
It's
and I can keep it to the side.
I'm looking. Oh, that's interesting. The highest ISO is 51,200, and the D6 I think was 106,000. I think
it goes double. They're high. They're high too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, you can push it like you could push film before.
Right.
Same concept. So it still looks crappy at the end. Trust me.
So the XT4 has a couple of upgrades. The most notable one is the in-body stabilization.
Yeah.
Six
and a half stops. Max on that compensation.
And it combines with the lens. So if the lens has optical image stabilization, they talk to each other to give you more range.
That's awesome.
That's good to know.
It's beautiful.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of hard to read this because it's very broken. It's very narrow. And so all the
things. Oh, yeah, see. Yeah. They rotate the phone.
Yeah, I know. I was going there.
But. No, I'm serious because I have to do that all the time. I wasn't making fun of Jim. It's just if you rotate, you can see better.
Okay, IS mode boost. Yes, movie mode only. That's useless.
He's reading the XT4 stats, right?
Focal plane shutter. Yes.
Just checking.
That's, yeah.
Just, yeah, they're all focal
I'm
plane.
Just reading, yeah. This is awkward.
Where's that cricket button?
No, cricket button.
There's this. There we go.
Oh, he found the cricket button.
I should play that game, the memory game, you know, where you remember. I remembered that.
So. It does kind of look like an adult version of
it
light
does.
Bright. It's light bright. It's got all pretty rainbow colors. Pretty colors.
It's not a light bright. It looks like Simon Says.
Yeah, yes. Simon.
Ooh, yeah. We just need a good beat. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Waka waka.
Thank you, listeners. If you're hanging with us this long, then you are one of our favorite people. So this is the time that you can play the drinking game. Every time Robert and Jim say awesome, take a swig. That was awesome.
Yeah.
This was not on our plan.
No.
This was a surprise for us.
If you want to look up the XT4 specs, go look it up on Google. Thank you very much.
Yes, look it up. So the two main things is it has the IBIS inside.
Oh, and the screen.
And it has a flippy screen.
Articulating, is that what they call that?
Yeah, I call it the flippy screen.
The flippy screen. And it like a selfie, it turns
it all has around. A selfie mode in it so that you can shoot nudes and send it to your girlfriend a lot easier.
I told you to quit sending Jim those pictures.
I deny them.
He always says deny.
Denied.
He says denied.
Okay, so this episode is rogue, and it's also dead, right?
I guess we're not going to get invited back anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to come back.
Oh, you guys might get invited back. Okay, since Rocky.
Wow.
That was, okay. That was, we had a dog over here named Rocky earlier, remember?
I'm going to knock him out, guys, here real quick. Give me a second.
If you can stand, you might have to spend time in the spare bedroom. Oh, wait a minute. You got dogs at home, too.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I've got a leopard Catahoula hound dog that's about 70 pounds and huge with bright blue eyes.
Wow. A leopard?
They are so smart.
I never heard of such.
She's a Louisiana leopard Catahoula hound.
She's got blue.
Yeah, the blue-white eyes.
Those are pretty dogs. And smart.
Yes, very smart. Oh, very stubborn. But she's decided I'm the boss, so.
How long did it take you to get that in on her?
2 years. 2 years of lots of work.
And how many, does she chew?
No, she doesn't chew, but she does run on the treadmill with me. She likes that. So, because with being a little bit cooped up a lot lately, she likes being able to run on the treadmill.
That's pretty good. Cool.
Is she like a medium sized dog? Or?
No, 70 pounds is not medium, sweetheart.
Well, my medium sized dog is 95 pounds.
Okay, well, she's
and
tall.
And she is a big, fat, fatty.
Yes.
Keep it to the side, Jim.
Keep it to the side.
She's not a fatty. She's a big fat fatty.
Yeah.
I've got a golden retriever puppy mix right now. I'm working on training. So she's about 45 pounds already. And she's
goodness.
7 months old.
Wow.
Big that's awesome.
You like them big.
I do like them big. Big and furry.
Keep it to the side, please.
Really good. You know, they like licking things. I'm good.
Oh!
Oh, God. Okay, that doesn't work.
Oh my gosh. I think that's a first for our podcast. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Wow.
They are so not going to post this.
Oh no,
we're going to post this.
If our listeners have not left yet.
No, this will be the most highly rated podcast ever.
We need to put on there something that indicates, you know, Uber explicit.
PG-13? Nah, come on.
No, we're going to put something
triple
on
X,
here.
There we go.
Don't listen unless you are one of our best ever. You know, James is going to send us an email.
Yeah.
Hey, when you bring on a Roxy and you call it a rogue, you know, everybody's favorite dog or favorite stripper is named Roxy. You got to expect this.
There you go.
Oh, good point.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. We actually have an expert at the table. Jim, what was the name of your favorite stripper?
I don't remember her name. There was one.
Ex-wife number two.
No.
I was talking about me.
You know, you're right. It was ex-wife number two.
That's what I'm saying.
She was a stripper. Yeah, not strippers, but I didn't meet her.
Exotic dancers.
Oh yeah, I didn't meet her when she was a stripper. She did that while we were married in private. Come to find out,
you know what? I could be talking about paint remover.
She didn't tell me. She was doing it on the weekends when she wasn't come home all weekend, and I was with the kids. So yeah,
I'm just going to point out I could have been talking about paint remover, but they took it to a whole other level.
Good point.
Paint remover?
Stripper?
Yeah. Stripper?
Mm-hmm.
You did not. I was thinking. You did not even close to remember. That wasn't like even 3M. Your end.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Acetone. You know, those kind of things. Stinky stuff.
So
acetone. That was her name.
So
spelled A-S-S-A-T-O-N-E.
You know, this part of the episode is actually just not even playing currently. They stopped it a while ago.
We're at 50 minutes. We're going to wrap up here soon, but
somebody's listening.
If there's anybody still listening out there, please send us a note. Send us an email. Make a comment on Facebook that you made it. You made it to the end.
Yeah.
You made it to Roxy.
You should create a t-shirt.
Hey.
I survived Rogue episode.
Oh,
Send him a t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Hey, just for the record, we did not know that we were doing this tonight.
No, we didn't.
No, we did not. They fed me, and then they tricked me into this.
So after the outro music.
Outro?
Yes. There's going to be something special.
If you make it that far. Okay, well, we should jump into that. Hey, Roxy, how can our listeners find you?
They can find me anywhere online at Art of Roxy.
Anywhere online, right. Anywhere online, or at your local Red Dog. Delivering DoorDash.
I don't come from Oklahoma.
Nope. You just Google stripper's name Roxy.
There you go. I'll do that right now.
Oh no. My God, Roxy is Art of Roxy. That's her. Yes. That's her Instagram handle.
Yes, and cool. Art of Roxy Photography. Just Google. You know what?
Before we sign off, though, in Oklahoma, since you're not from Oklahoma, and I ain't either, we can actually talk bad about this country if we needed to, but we're not going to. What is the funnest shoot you have done in Oklahoma since you've been here? Do you have anything that stands out?
I got to do a proposal under the, what's it called, the Scissor Tail Bridge?
Yes.
Skydancer Bridge, Scissor Tail Park.
This really cute guy who called me up, it took weeks. I mean, he texted, we must have texted every day. And I'm like, dude, don't save me as Roxy in your phone because your girlfriend's going to think you're cheating. Because we were talking that much. But
I thought this was leading up to like a date.
I love her.
Like it was a proposal, but through the text message, I stole him away.
So we had to plan. I'm new to Oklahoma, so I just got everything out. And I went out there at night because he wanted to do it at night when the bridge was lit up. And they were doing construction on it, so part of it was closed off. So I went out there and staked it out and took pictures and basically drew on my iPhone, you know, standing on the X, standing here, and brought another friend out that night as a decoy. So, because, you know, here I am standing out there with two cameras at 8-something at night, and it was cold, and why in the world would I be there, right? He's there with his fiance after a nice dinner. But they met there. He wanted to propose to her there.
Aww. That's awesome. So you want me to tell you how I do the proposals? It works really well for me.
I don't wear a ghillie suit, if that's where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It works good. No, you wear a trench coat. Scare the shit out of me.
Oh, gosh.
No. So this is, I do a lot of proposals at the Myriad Gardens because we always run that same thing where people are like, how the photographer's out there.
Right.
And as they're walking around, they're going to see you with the camera.
Yeah.
The gig is going to be up.
Right.
So I will have a second out there with me.
Yeah, always have
and I'll have the light out. I'll be completely open and I'll be doing test shots.
Mm-hmm.
And as they walk up, I'll say, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys are here. You guys be film models. My name is Robert Trawick. And they're like, no, we're not models. We're just walking. I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I'll get on my phone and pretend to be like, hey, you know, there's still 15 minutes out. Listen, I'm losing light. Would you guys mind just standing here for a minute? Let me get a couple of test shots in before the models get here.
Set it right up, yeah.
Dude, he lies so good, it's scary.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened one time. It's a little funny for Oklahoma and scary. So the gentleman had a big ring box. Like, it was huge. Like, the conversation on text was, it's a big bulge in my pants.
Yes.
That is so appropriate for this episode.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I said, well,
was it to the side?
Oh, no. Well, actually, it was. I saw the box. I'm just saying.
Okay.
She's funny. In love with him now.
This is actually funny.
So the best idea that we had was for him to pass the box off to me, and then I would give it back to him right before the proposal.
Okay.
We met in the bathroom.
Yes.
No.
And the bathroom
was... He's sending
me
text pictures.
And the bathroom is packed with guys. And he comes in, and here it is, all these guys. Of course, I'm wearing a camera, so obviously I'm the guy.
Right, right.
And he's like, okay, I got it for you. I'm like, oh, cool, that's awesome. That does look like a big bulge in your pants. And everybody in the bathroom is like, what is going on?
You talk about crickets.
Oh, my.
I got to tell you, the bathroom cleared out quickly.
Yeah, but it did.
Gosh, that's awesome. You didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, it was hilarious, dude. It was quite hilarious. But and it went off fantastic. It did. They stood in there for me, and she didn't want to. And he's like, no, come on, it'll be fun. And I was like, listen, I'll give you guys a couple of photos for your trouble.
Yeah.
And he sat there, and I'm like doing test shots, and I'm like, hold your hands like this, do this. Oh, that's great. Oh, hey, where's that prop out? Oh, can you hold this for me for the prop? And then as soon as I gave him the box.
Nice.
He dropped one knee, and she just started crying.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That is great.
It was so romantic.
Don't get too excited. It took us about 30 of these proposals to actually get to the point that he could pull that off.
it took quite a few.
I think, planning a proposal, there's so many unpredictable factors and other people that will possibly be around, and it's a lot of work.
I'm looking for the guy that's going to have his friend drop the ring via drone.
Oh,
like
on
a little catch, like drive over, and he's just like talking. All of a sudden, ding! Just kind of drops down.
It'll have one of those little
parachute.
Remember the little green men that used to have?
Yes,
the
Army
men.
Yeah.
That would be so like, oh my God, what is that falling from the sky?
Hopefully, it would fall in the right spot instead of drifting off.
It drifts off, he starts chasing it.
It might just go sideways.
Hang on, honey, I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, shoot.
Man trying to propose to wife gets run over by a car chasing the ring on a parachute. Only in Oklahoma.
I had a guy build a box out of Legos once.
Oh.
She had to deconstruct the box to get to the ring.
To get to the ring?
And she was looking at him like, what in the world is this? She was like, not into it until she realized it was a ring in there. And then she kind of felt bad because she was mad at him.
Why am I doing this?
What's this for?
What is this? Oh my God, it's a big rock.
Yeah, so the change in her expression in the photos was hilarious.
Oh, cool.
All right, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Listeners, if you made it all the way past this,
Whoop to you.
Yeah.
Give them a beer.
Whoop to you. Be sure to call Terry for your dinner on Sunday at the Trawick Casa.
You are in so much trouble.
Terry's number is 405-203-4668.
Oh, my.
Boy, is he going to pay for that.
Oh.
Like, our website is
not... We don't edit.
Like, our telephone number is not plastered to everybody. It always kills me when people say... Hey, I found your website. I love your work. I'd like to work with you. What's your phone number? It's like all over my website, dude. It's like everywhere. If you can't find my phone number on my website, you're going to have a hard time downloading images from Dropbox.
True. You know? Yeah.
That's another episode with Jim, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Terry, I'll volunteer as tribute to help cook.
In.
All right, we're done. Good.
But seriously, after this COVID thing finally gets over, we're planning on having a PhotoFax podcast barbecue.
Yeah.
Pool party.
Pool
party.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to put a pool in. Ours.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
They're on sale at Walmart for $9.99. Oh,
yeah. Can we get a couple?
Yeah.
Maybe fill some with Jello. I don't know.
But the beer will be in the pool, so you guys
will beer.
Oh,
yeah, beer.
Roxy's filling pools full of Jello.
Ooh.
I'm thinking she's automatically invited every Sunday from now on.
She's bringing the Jello.
She's bringing the Jello.
Let me order that on Instacart here real quick.
Okay, so since you brought the Jello.
Can you request a specific shopper on Instacart? Boy, that was hard.
Yeah.
You cannot, but if you highly rate a shopper at least once, you will begin to automatically be matched with them because they assume that you like that person.
Cool.
Damn it. I want her to shop for me. Because I can only imagine the substitutions you would make.
It's fun.
Oh.
Well, then you're going to have to do it. You have to do it. You have to call her up and say, hey, are you near Walmart? I'm getting ready to put an order in.
I don't even know how that
doesn't
works.
It go that way? Like, if you're already there, wouldn't you automatically get it?
No. It's kind of done in a tiered ranked system. And seniority and ratings and everything. So if you have poor ratings, you don't get good orders.
Why don't you just skip the whole thing and call her directly?
Yeah, she can just call me. Venmo me the money, baby.
Listen,
I'll just go for you.
Yeah. Just Venmo her, and here's my list.
What stores are you going to be at today?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I did want to bring up something seriously before we wrap up this episode.
Dude,
that's
we're
gonna
like
go,
an hour in.
I know. But this is really important and something very interesting that I discovered a few months back. So there is I have nothing against vegetarians or vegans by any means whatsoever. If you choose not to eat meat and not be cruel to animals, and that's your thing, more power to you. However, if you do that, you don't get to shoot film anymore.
Think this through.
Because
the emulsion, okay, that is photographically or light sensitive is made with the gelatin made from animal fat.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. I think I've heard you say that before.
So if you shoot film, you're not vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good...
That was perfect. Jim,
that's a t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a t-shirt.
If you
Jim
shoot,
is our t-shirt guy.
We need
guy.
A t-shirt list
if
idea.
If you shoot,
going on.
Shoot film, you
if
are
you
not a vegan.
She shoot
film.
Yeah, just put on there, vegans only shoot digital.
But see, you know, I don't think any millennials or anyone younger than like 35 would even get that.
Who cares?
Probably not.
Well,
probably
that would
not.
Be fun, though. We could troll them that way.
It'd be awesome.
But here they are.
You got to speak in the microphone.
Personal pet peeve is they're telling me that I'm cruel to animals because I eat meat.
No.
But they're wearing a freaking pair of leather loafers.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No.
That's usually fake.
I know a vegan, which is a good friend of mine.
You don't understand what I'm saying. They're yelling at me for eating meat, but they're wearing leather. Kind of like the pot calling the kettle black.
That's correct, but those are vegetarians, not vegans. Vegans don't.
What's the difference?
Vegans do no...
We're for this conversation.
They do no animal products.
Vegans
whatsoever.
Don't?
No animal anything.
And a vegetarian?
Vegetarian doesn't eat meat, but they could have eggs and dairy. But a vegan doesn't have...
I had no idea. I thought it was vegan was a short way to say vegetarian.
No, it's a little...
No,
it's
no.
Like there's another level.
It's another tier.
Yeah, different levels.
Where I come from, zero problems with vegans and vegetarians. Whatever. But, you know, we just assume they couldn't hunt in their tribal days, so...
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
It went that way instead.
It's like back in the days when you saw a skinny caveman. Okay. You know what we used to call those guys, right?
No.
Poor hunters.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So why would girls today want the skinny guy? He can't hunt.
It's funny that you know that, Robert. I thought you looked kind of old.
I am old, dude. Okay. Back when I went to school, we had chalkboards we had to share.
No, you had the chisel and the hammer and the rock.
That's why my feet are so big. That's how I used to drive my car. Like
okay, then.
All right, we're going to take it out of here. Thank you guys so much for this train wreck of our
and
rogue episode.
We're sorry. We apologize
no,
now.
No, we are not sorry.
No, they're sorry.
They're sorry. We're not.
Yeah, we're going to have another beer.
Wow, Jim.
Love you guys. I hope they let me come back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll get to come back. So, listeners, please leave some comments about this, and we
or
are
not.
Signing off.
God help
there
us.
You go.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.
Aha, you stayed. Hey, say, I just want to tell you thank you very much for listening, and we appreciate you guys. And so just for that, we're going to have a great and better episode next time.
And I will be back, but this time with whiskey.
Ooh.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her.